ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi, developing story on Major League Baseball's trade deadline day. The Dodgers acquired Rangers pitcher Yu Darvish for three prospects. LA also got left-hander Tony Watson from the Pirates for two prospects pending a medical review, and picked up lefty Tony Cingrani from the Reds. Yankees acquired A's ace Sonny Gray for three prospects. The Astros acquired lefty Francisco Liriano from the Blue Jays for outfielder Nori Aoki and a prospect. Nationals acquired Twins closer Brandon Kinstler for a pair of prospects. Toronto also traded reliever Joe Smith for the Indians for two prospects. Mets sending pitcher Addison Reed to the Red Sox for three prospects. Texas traded reliever Jeremy Jeffers to Milwaukee for a pitching prospect. Diamondbacks acquired reliever David Hernandez from the Angels, according to ESPN's Buster Olney. Diamondbacks also picked up infielder Adam Rosales from the A's. Diamondbacks utility man Chris Owings expected to miss 8 weeks recovering from finger surgery. Arizona infielder Ketel Marte on the bereavement list. Houston Place pitcher Lance McCullers on the DL with back discomfort. He previously missed 2 weeks with back discomfort as well.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Vikings signed corner Xavier Rhodes to a 5-year, $70 million contract extension through the 2022 season, including $41 million in guaranteed money. After 11 seasons, Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich is hanging up his cleats. Ninkovich hugged with teammates on Sunday in Foxborough and got a little choked up, thanking the coach that helped him win two rings.
Coach, I gave you everything I had. And I hope it was enough. And I love this game. Thank you. And hopefully my playing career has taught me a lot. And playing for you, I've learned a tremendous amount.
Chargers first-round draft pick Mike Williams is not expected to practice during training camp because of a back injury. The Lions have signed free safety Glover Quinn to a 2-year extension through 2019. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50.
5:04, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number two coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 ESPN, the main gym. And I totally woke up this morning and said, today is the day that I will be referencing Todd Hundley on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
How did that conversation start? Was it because it people were upset about Candelario and I was shocked that there were those people out there?
And then it went down the baseball players turn out to be crappy a lot, and then it turned into the 89 Cubs talk, which turned into, remember all the catchers that the Cubs had in that era? Joe Girardi was in there. And look, Alex can vouch for me on this one. I have a Hector Villanueva baseball card taped to my desk here at the office.
I can't attest to that.
It's a face shot. It's just a shot of him in his mask. It's an awful baseball card. But you got Rick Rona and Girardi and I forgot Damon Berryhill, but I remembered Rick Rona. And then it led up to they signed Todd Hundley. And, oh, God, that was a disaster. But he was Randy's kid, and it was a great story, and he hit some home runs for him. But, ugh, God.
And
all right.
You also made a claim that I will vouch for. You said that you have every issue of Baseball America's preseason prospects list since 2005.
Since the books.
The books. I can also attest to that.
Yeah, the current one is still on my desk here at the office, and it came in handy today. I still don't know how the Dodgers managed to pry Yu Darvish away from the Rangers without parting with Alex Verdugo or Walker Buehler, their top positional and pitching prospect, but they managed to do it. And as such, they are probably the favorites to win the World Series right now. We're going to continue talking baseball tonight. 6:05, Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago will be with us. And take your thoughts as well on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I'm going to pivot now. That's the term. It's a very hot topic, especially in the media world. Remember when Fox Sports pivoted to video on their website?
It's also a basketball term.
It is a basketball term. And look, I'm proud of the fact that we got through an hour and 7 minutes of the show today without bringing up LeVar Ball or Colin Kaepernick, and I'd like to try to keep it that way.
Well, too late. You just
well,
brought them
see,
up.
Yeah, I can bring them up, but as long as they don't bog the show. Look, Friday at Coach's Corner, I get in the car and I'm coming home and I'm thinking, man, every time you talk about Colin Kaepernick, I feel like you're beating your head against a wall, because there are either people out there that are like, look, it's crazy that this guy doesn't have a job and everybody can see why he doesn't have a job. And then you got the other people who just, they hate the guy and they're tired of talking about him, yet they'll text you 3 times when you're talking about him to tell you how tired of talking about him they are, which in this business is not necessarily the best way to get somebody to stop talking about somebody. You know, NASCAR ratings were down 2 last year. And I don't think Colin Kaepernick had anything to do with NASCAR, did he?
I don't think so.
Speaking of ratings, and everything comes back to baseball today because it's like the greatest day of the year if you're a baseball fan, other than, you know, your team winning the World Series, which the Cubs did last year. And I have to remind some Cub fans of that 9 months after the fact. Did you see they televised cornhole?
I've seen this.
Or depending on what you want to call it. Bags, cornhole,
I've seen this
whatever.
A couple of times on ESPN.
It got higher ratings over the weekend than baseball did on Fox. But I think that's just a... Look, I think that's a byproduct of ESPN for all of its woe is me, it's declining, it's hemorrhaging subscribers, people are cutting the cord, yada, yada, yada. Go into a bar. Go into a sports bar. What's on TV in a sports bar?
ESPN.
More often than not, it's still ESPN.
And they're different channels, too.
Exactly.
ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU.
I get the whole, oh my God, ESPN's going down the tubes. No one's watching it anymore. They've got to fire and lay off all these people. It's still the number one name in sports, and it's going to be. CNN tried 20 years ago to knock ESPN off its perch. Didn't happen. Fox Sports is really giving it a run right now, and they're not making any traction. I don't care what America's fastest growing
Well,
is it still the fastest? Yeah, is it still the fastest growing sports program, undisputed?
No.
So you go into any place, ESPN is still on the TV. So I read this story and people are doomsdaying. Oh my God, baseball's dying. Cornhole is getting better ratings on TV. Well, it's on the outlet that people watch more. Now, I'm not saying that. And what's fun and exciting about watching that on TV?
I don't know.
But people watch poker, too, and I don't necessarily... Look, and I played poker, but I didn't necessarily think watching it on TV was the greatest thing in the world.
No, I think it's just more of the amusement that cornhole is actually on TV, that people just tune in. Oh, wait, bags on TV? I'm not changing the channel. What's this about?
I like the guy, and they showed a couple clips, but there were guys that were being interviewed, and you would have thought that it was the Super Bowl. I mean, they were dialed in, intense, focused.
It is the Super Bowl for them. They are playing professional cornhole on ESPN. It has to be their Super Bowl.
Is that the future of televised sports? Professional cornhole / bags, whatever you want to call it.
No, I think that's more like the Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future, yet the future never comes.
That'd be a great poll question if we didn't already have one at KGYMradio.com. You'd need a picture of what was going on, and the question would be, what do you call this? And then it would be cornhole, bags, or if you have some sort of other godforsaken name for it, what would it be? But we actually have a poll question today. It has to do with the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Which team put itself in the best position to win the World Series with the trades that it made leading up to 3 o'clock today, 3 o'clock Central? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot is the sponsor for the poll question. No surprise here. We got a lot of Dodgers fans in the area and even baseball fans who don't necessarily like the Dodgers. You have to look at what they did. Two left-handed relievers and arguably the best right-handed starter who was going to be made available. It was either Darvish or Sonny Gray. I'd probably lean toward Darvish, but the Dodgers certainly solidified things moving forward. We're not done talking about baseball, but we're going to take a little bit of a break and move on because a couple things out of Iowa City today. One is the fact that they just announced a couple weeks ago a $5 million donation to endow the athletic director's position at the University of Iowa. And I don't care how much money you give, he's still the AD. I'm not putting a name to it. That's ridiculous. They got another $5 million donation today that they announced from the Jardine family. Russ is no longer living, but his wife, Ann, is. $5 million for upgrades, renovations to the Academic Learning Center, the Athletic Learning Center, which is near and dear to me because they tore down the former KRUI house at 129 Grand Avenue Court in Iowa City so that they could build the Athletic Learning Center. And now they're adding on to it, which I think is great. A $5 million will hopefully go a long way there. They're putting in... It sounds like they're putting in like a, not necessarily a kitchen, but a food court, a life skills and leadership and development program, more rooms, a commons, a cafe. So $5 million to that particular project. So it's a good summer for Gary Barda, if you can forget about the whole $6.5 million settlement thing. Which people are like, I can't believe he still has a job. Well, the donors are still writing checks. And that should tell you who the donors are siding with here for the most part. And so $5 million for that. Now, the other news today, and I think one that probably matters to more people, is that Iowa's Big Ten basketball schedule came out. And again, for a team that was 19-15 last year, just missed going to the NCAA tournament and finished 10-8 in the Big Ten. Fran McCaffrey could not have asked for a better schedule today than the one that the Big Ten put out. You got 75% of your scoring coming back. You got 85% of your minutes coming back. You got two really talented big men coming in. and you only play three teams in Big Ten play on the road that had winning records last year. And two of those teams, you've actually had a decent amount of success against on the road in recent memory. So this is a good schedule. I know people are, we're getting ready to talk college football, and it's Iowa Media Day on Saturday, and we just got back from Big Ten Media Day last week. There are probably some people out there that are going, why are you talking about college basketball today? But this is a good-looking Big Ten schedule for the Hawkeyes, especially for people that have tickets, season tickets to Carver Hawkeye Arena, because there's going to be some good games to watch this year.
I think this also, kind of getting back to that, this adds to the excitement that people already had coming into this basketball season. You have young, talented players. You have guys that are going to be around, yet they already went through a full season of Big Ten play. They showed the amount of they showed the ability to succeed at times in the Big Ten. They had some growing pains, and you would assume, at least on paper, they would have less this season. And you see the fact that they play Michigan State, who is going to be the favorite in the Big Ten, at home. They don't play them on the road. They play Northwestern, who they got destroyed by, 40 points on the road last year? They don't play them on the road either. They play them at home. They play Purdue, who they've had a ton of success against, at home. They don't play them on the road. And then they'll have to try to get over the hump of losing three straight games at home to Wisconsin. And then the road schedule is also pretty manageable. Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. So this adds to the excitement of what was already an exciting team for a lot of Hawkeye fans. And we'll see where the football team is by the time the basketball season starts. I think the football team wins six or seven games. We'll get more predictions as we get close. But I think this is going to be one of the more anticipated basketball seasons that we've seen in recent memory.
Are you excited about Iowa's Big Ten schedule this year? 319-366-1600. As you said, the away single games, Illinois was 8-10 in the Big Ten last year. Maryland was 12-6, but the Hawkeyes have won there. Nebraska was 6-12 last year, and Rutgers was 3-15. So at least, you know, three of those four single play away games are palatable. And then if you've only got to play these teams once, play them in your building. Michigan State, Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin. Even though Jordan Bohannon went up to Madison last year and hit the shot, they beat the Badgers. Look, Iowa doesn't normally win games in the Kohl Center. So although Wisconsin, as you pointed out, has had a really nice run at Carver Hawkeye Arena, but like I said earlier, I think if you put Fran McCaffrey in a room by himself and gave him a pen and a piece of paper or a computer and said, hey, we trust you. This is on the honor system here. Fill out the schedule. I'm not sure that he could have drawn up a better one. And again, Iowa has almost everything coming back. Now they lose one player who accounted for virtually all of the 25% in scoring that they lose and the 15% in minutes that they lost in Peter Jock. And it's going to be interesting to see just how they replace him. But you've got a ton of core talent. And then the one area where you were really lacking last year, in my opinion, was in the post. And you've got Jack Nungy and Luca Garza, one of those two guys. And Garza looked really good in primetime league from some of the clips that I saw and the people that I talked to. Very favorable schedule. What are your expectations for Iowa basketball this season after seeing the schedule today? 319-366-1600. The other news out of the Iowa baseball program today is, and we talked with Rick Heller about this last week, remember they were discussing who the new baseball director of baseball operations was going to be for the program, and he said expect to see news coming in the next week or so. I'm really excited about this because this is a guy that I've known. I played against him in high school, and he went on to have a really nice professional career, although he never made it to the major leagues. But Nick Ungs out of Dyersville is going to be the director of baseball operations for the Iowa baseball program moving forward. Now, Desi Druschel, who was the director of ops, has been promoted to pitching and coach, or pitching coach for the Hawkeyes. So they had a spot to fill. But Nick played for Rick Heller at Northern Iowa, wound up playing professionally for a couple teams. The Florida Marlins were the team that drafted him back when they were known as the Florida Marlins. Still remember, I went down to Burlington one night to see him pitch for Kane County, and still remember he was teammates with this long, lanky kid by the name of Dontrell Willis, who wound up having a fairly decent major league career, although when the wheels came off the D train, the wheels came off the D train. But man, was he fun to watch when he was on. Former Cubs prospect, by the way, that they traded away. And see, there you go. Prospects that get traded away. Sometimes they pan out, sometimes they don't. I think that was the Derek Lee deal. Matt Clement may have been involved in that. My memory is a little murky there. But Nick Ungs is going to be the new director of baseball operations for that program, and a nice addition. And speaking of Dyersville Beckman, I do want to say congratulations to the Blazers and that program for winning a state title over the weekend. I talked a little bit about that this last week, and I think most people that either read the newspaper or watched TV know that Tom Jenk, who is coached there for 41 years, is going through cancer treatments, and he's got a rough battle, and they sort of rallied around him this year, and they were able to go to Principal Park and win another state title up there. And if you've never experienced baseball in that part of the state, and I'm talking either high school baseball or town ball, it really is something. And I've got a tremendous amount of respect, because in growing up in DeWitt and playing in the old Big Bend Conference, when we used to have to go up to Western Dubuque and Dyersville Beckman, Cascade, those were three places where you never wanted to go, because A, all three of those teams, baseball-wise, were really good, and we weren't. But the very first time I ever met my college roommate, my freshman year college roommate, Dyersville, Beckman, and Cascade were playing at in Cascade to see who would go on to the state tournament. It's a sub-state game. And I remember, yeah, I'll go up there. I'll meet you up there. And I get there, and there's like 2,500 people at this game. And it's an absolutely beautiful ballpark that they've got in Cascade. And Dyersville has one, too, in Commercial Club Park. But Cascades is gorgeous. And I'm thinking, man, there's more people here for a high school baseball game than there are for a Colonels game on some nights, like in April and May. And then if you ever, I mean, you've got to be a hardcore baseball fan, but spend a summer night sometime watching teams up in Farley or up in that area, the Cascade Reds, semi-pro town ball. I mean, you'd think that those towns had Worthington. I don't want to forget Worthington, Epworth. I can run down the list here in my head. You would think that those guys were major leaguers the way that, plus, who doesn't want to sit around drinking beer out of a half-gallon milk jug that's been repurposed as a beer container? I'm telling you, if you're
that's
a baseball fan, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They pour your beer in a milk container.
Well, that's the pitcher. I mean, it's not
that
Wrigley
sounds like
Field.
Living.
It's not Wrigley Field or anything.
How much does one of those things cost?
Boy, well, we're talking 15, almost 20 years ago since I was up there. Not a whole lot. You're not paying Wrigley Field prices. This, by the way, just came across into the email box. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are getting the pitcher from the Washington Nationals that was traded today for Brandon Kinsler, the Twins closer. Tyler Watson, the left-handed pitcher who was with Hagerstown in the South Atlantic League. And so the Colonels, in order to make room for him, are putting Dominic Carlini IV on the disabled list. So always interesting to see these minor league trades, and interesting to see some of these guys come through town. I don't know too much about Tyler Watson other than the fact that they're playing Clinton right now, And Clinton has a guy named Tyler Watson on their roster. So maybe a little bit of confusion over there for whoever's running the scoreboard tonight.
We'll ask Tommy Watkins about him tomorrow.
You say we, it'll be you and Kyle, because I'm going to take another day off. Well, like, it's hard to believe tomorrow is August 1st. And that means football's right around the corner, and I'm looking, and I've got all these vacation days that are stacked up, and I got to start using them or losing them, because once we get into September, then in the radio world, you don't get to take vacation. So it's kind of difficult. I was like, I don't have anywhere to go, but I need to take vacation, because if I don't, what good are the vacation days? So tomorrow, Kyle and Alex will be talking with Tommy Watkins, and there you go. You got your wish. Earlier today, Alex was like, I hope that trade goes through so that we have more to talk to. Tommy, by the way, I chatted with him last night at the ballpark yesterday afternoon, is excited about coming on because he missed not being on the air last week.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
So there you go. You've got that to look forward to. 520. So you have to ask Tommy if he ever was close to being a player to be named later. Or if he was ever, if he was ever rumored to be in any trade talks. I imagine there were dozens of Major League general managers that were clamoring for his services. 526, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll get you another big board update. Check in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line as well. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Austin, we got your game. Dave Austin here from Austin's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austin's huge apparel sale going on now online at austin's.com and at your local Austin store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austin's.
Let your voice be heard this August 1st by voting for Plan Number 3 in the Linn County special election to determine how our Board of Supervisors will represent their local citizens. By electing one person from your district who is familiar with your part of the county and its residents, matters of importance that affect you can be better brought to the table. Remember to vote on August 1st. Plan Number 3 means letting your voice be heard. Paid for by the LCFB PAC.
529, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, a special MLB trade deadline edition of the show, because, well, it's that or LeVar Ball. Let's send it over to Kyle now, another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule released today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State, will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the NBC World Series against the Wellington Heat 7-3. They'll play again tomorrow against a team to be determined. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have guaranteed him $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. I told you about some Colonels moves from over the weekend. They just had to make another one. They received lefty Tyler Watson as part of that Brandon Kinsler trade. He's from Hagerstown, and they placed lefty Dominic Carlini on the 7-day DL. The Colonels split their games with the Clinton Lumber Kings over the weekend with a win on Saturday and a loss on Sunday, and they'll close out that series tonight at 6:35 with the aforementioned Charlie Barnes getting the start. The Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over the weekend, crowning champions in all classes across the state. Newman is your champion in Class 1A, Dyersville, Beckman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston in 4A.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted Best IT Support Company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now on baseball's trade deadline day, the Dodgers acquired Yu Darvish from the Rangers for three prospects. LA also got left-hander Tony Watson from the Pirates for two prospects pending medical review and acquired lefty Tony Cingrani from the Reds. A's ace Sonny Gray heading to the Yankees in exchange for three prospects. The Red Sox acquired pitcher Addison Reed from the Mets for a trio of prospects. Nationals got closer Brandon Kinsler from the Twins for a pitching prospect. The Blue Jays sent reliever Joe Smith to the Indians for two prospects. Toronto also traded lefty Francisco Liriano to the Astros for outfielder Nori Aoki and a prospect. Rangers dealt reliever Jeremy Jeffress to the Brewers for a pitching prospect. Arizona acquired reliever David Hernandez from the Angels. The D-backs also got infielder Adam Rosales from the A's. Adidas issued a statement, said the decision was wrong to replace a female referee from its sponsored tournament in Las Vegas over the weekend after LeVar Ball complained. After being teed up by the official, Ball threatened to have his team walk off the floor if she was not replaced. A male referee was then swapped in.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
5:35, welcome back into the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. The halfway point on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. Don't forget, you can listen to us online as well, kgymradio.com, or download the free KGYM app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Just search for KGYM. Jesse Rogers of ESPN.com in Chicago set to join us coming up to lead off hour number three. The Cubs making what looked like a really big trade last night, late last night, getting Alex Wilson and Justin Wilson and Alex Avila. The Tigers have two Wilsons, which has been a headache almost all season long for me every time I look
at
their box
score. And
two
Avilas. One in the front office,
yeah,
one on the field.
Dad traded his son. So that should make for an interesting next Avila family get-together.
Can we call Elias and see if that is the first time that a father has traded their son? General manager, player, trade?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess that that probably is. I can't think of any other, Jim Campanis and Al Campanis, but I don't think Al ever... Well, I can't say for sure on that. Al Campanis, the general manager of the Dodgers, who never really did anything to be remembered for in history, right? You folks out there that remember the name Al Campanis know what I'm referencing. 319-366-1600. Is he before or after Jimmy the Greek? I can't remember. We've got plenty of baseball to talk about today. Look, the trade deadline has come and gone at 3 o'clock Central today. The Twins, did you just Google?
Yep.
Okay. Did he ever trade his son?
I don't believe
okay.
So.
I thought his
Googled
son played for
yet.
The Dodgers for a little bit. I know he was with the Royals back in the day. Winners and losers. I think if you look, it's hard not, and boy, I'm going to cross my fingers here and hope that BJ and Marion's not listening. I don't think there's a bigger loser out there at the trade deadline than the Houston Astros. They did virtually nothing today. And they wound up getting Francisco Liriano from the Toronto Blue Jays for Nori Aoki and Teoscar Hernandez. It sounds like Francisco Liriano is going to pitch out of the bullpen for them. So maybe a little bit of a Mike Montgomery-type addition. Some starting pitching depth, if you will. Lance McCullers goes back on the disabled list today. But you're the Astros. It certainly looks as if Jeff Luhnow is trusting that young core of talent and that farm system to get them through, and or maybe a deadline deal in August or something where it's a smaller deal, you get a player off waivers, maybe the cost is a little bit less. But for those people out there that were expecting the Astros to do something big today, that didn't happen. Who else would you deem a loser at the trade deadline today? 319-366-1600.
We talked about this in hour number one, and I know that there are very few fans of this team in this area, but I just don't ever understand the three-year cycles that the Oakland Athletics go through, where they're trading away certain players and getting in a return of very risky prospects. They're going young, and then every 6 or 7 years they contend for whether it's a wild card spot or a division spot. They never really have the team that you think is going to go deep in the playoffs, and then for some reason a movie was made about Billy Bean. I just don't understand where that organization decides to trade their prospects. So I think that they were a loser at this trade deadline, just giving up or getting in return several prospects who were big time risks. I don't know. I with the Houston Astros, we'll get back to them for just a second. Where did they need? I guess they need more help in the starting rotation. I look at that lineup and I think that's a pretty solid lineup. I didn't think they needed to add anything as far as offense. Did they need to add a piece to their pitching rotation?
The Yankees?
No, sorry, the Astros.
Oh, the Astros. Well, with Lance McCullers going back on the disabled list, I mean, you want to have a little depth. They got Colin McHugh back recently, who's a good back-end rotation piece. But I think the expectation from the Astros fans was that they were going to be maybe in on Sonny Gray, or that they were going to be in on a frontline type of arm. And when your big acquisition at the end of the day is Francisco Liriano and he's going to be pitching out of the bullpen, I can certainly see where some people are probably upset. BJ and Marion on Twitter is still going on about the Astros not doing anything. I almost feel sorry for him at this point. But to answer your question with the Yankees and the A's, I think if you look at Oakland right now, it's just that is a no-win situation for Billy Beane to be in. And, man, I know he's had other offers. It was him or Theo Epstein to run the Red Sox at the end of Moneyball. And even if you're not a huge baseball fan, if you watch that movie, you know he agonized over that and ultimately decided to stay in Oakland. I think he's one of the best general managers in the game. And I would love to see what it would be like if Billy Beane ran a team that had resources. Because he wouldn't have to make the deals that he has to make in Oakland, and he had to make this Sonny Gray deal. And I saw somebody asked on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line earlier today when I said that in hour number one, why did he have to make that deal? Because Gray is controllable for two more years, and isn't that what every baseball team is looking for? Like, aren't teams coveting what the A's had in Sonny Gray? So in theory, don't the A's want to keep Sonny Gray? Well, he would have loved to. But the fact of the matter is, Gray has a little bit of an injury history. And if you can take that asset and spin it into more Sonny Gray type players, in when you're in a small market like Oakland is, you've got to do it. You've got to take that chance. This isn't the Twins trading Brandon Kinsler to the Washington Nationals for a guy who's in the Midwest League. This is trading a player for three top 10 prospects in an organization, all of whom have looked like top 10 prospects when they've been healthy and when they've been performing, but all of them come with a little bit of checked baggage. You're going to have to pay some handling fees to get them to Oakland. You've got James Kaprielian, who got compared after being drafted about 3-4 years ago to Matt Harvey, and he's followed those a little bit too closely to a T because he's recovering from his second surgery. You've got Mateo, who's an exciting player who's had some ups and downs in the Yankees organization, but there's not much room for him right now at the big league level, so he becomes a little bit expendable. And then Dustin Fowler, who surpassed Clint Frazier this year in the minor leagues as maybe the next outfield prospect to make an impact on the Yankees, plays well, gets called up, major league debut, winds up running into a wall in the outfield and blowing out his knee, and who knows if he ever fully recovers and sets foot on a baseball diamond again. But if all three of those guys wind up hitting, and I say hitting not in terms of swinging a bat, but hitting as in jackpot, then Billy Beane has done his job fivefold. So, yeah, it's important to have a Sonny Gray. Every team would love to have a young, controllable pitcher for the next 2 years. It's part of the reason that the Cubs made the Jose Quintana deal, because he's got a really friendly 3-year contract. Sonny Gray's is even better over the next two because he's controllable, arbitration eligible. But at the end of those 2 years, the Athletics don't get anything, or they get less of a return for him. So you get caught when you're a small market GM the way that Billy Beane is in this never-ending cycle of, do you hang on to him and in the hopes that the pieces around him come together? Because the thing no one's really talking about with Oakland, they don't have the greatest farm system. So, and A.J. Puck is there, the local product out of Cedar Rapids, Washington, who I think will probably be in the big leagues within the next year or two, provided that he can harness the control problems that have sometimes plagued him at Florida and in the minor leagues now. But if your system doesn't have that type of talent, you've got to go get it elsewhere. And you've got to get two or three of those high-caliber players, and that's what Billy Beane did.
Now, having said that, staying with the losers category in the after the trade deadline, what do you think of the Detroit Tigers hanging on to Justin Verlander and Justin Upton and Ian Kinsler?
I think the Tigers are going to probably be the busiest team in August as far as putting those guys through waivers and trying to move at least one of them. Now, it sounds like they're content to take Verlander into the offseason, but haven't we lived this before where we've seen teams, well, we'll deal this guy in the offseason, and then the market is never really there that they were expecting? I would have thought that they would have found a dance partner for a Verlander trade. Obviously, there's a ton of money at play, and it looks like that was probably the number one holdup. But they've got a ton of guys there that I would think a team would be interested in. And if the acquisition price is right, and it usually is a lot lower in August than it is July, and if Detroit truly commits to this rebuild, which it just seems like, and this has been a really tough year for that organization. Mike Ilitch, the longtime owner, died at the beginning of the year, and so they're trying to play in his memory, but they weren't going anywhere this year. And how do you just say we're going to tear down and start all over again? So it just seems like they're in this perpetual, what do we do now? And you look at that division, and up until a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it was kind of still up in the air, although the Tigers were bad and they weren't going anywhere. But you didn't see the Royals running off as many wins as they had. You didn't see the Indians getting hot. You didn't see the Twins maybe taking the step back that they did and ultimately choosing to become sellers today. And I think they'll continue to make trades through waivers coming up in the month of August. Tigers were in a tough spot, and I think they feel that they can get more for Justin Verlander in the offseason, more power to him. But I was very surprised to see him stay put and to see Yu Darvish moved, because it certainly sounded as if no teams were going to be able to meet the asking price that the Rangers were looking for. And then to look and see that the Dodgers didn't need to give up two of their top prospects, or even one of them, to get Darvish. I mean, that looks to me to be a steal. And the Dodgers stole Yu Darvish from the Rangers.
And finally, were you surprised to see Baltimore not find a dance partner for Zach Britton?
Extremely. Because you've got a left-handed reliever like, you know, he's not Andrew Miller, but he's better than Justin Wilson, and I think maybe the asking price there was a little bit too high, and insert your Orioles didn't use Zach Britton jokes here from the playoffs last season. I would have thought for sure that they would have committed. Now, they made a move with the Phillies. They brought in Jeremy Hellickson, and don't ask us. You know, sometimes teams make these small moves, and they try to convince themselves that they know what's going on. That one baffled me a little bit. Baltimore this year, it wasn't there. The pitching completely blew up on them. All these young arms that they were counting on. Although Kevin Gausman had a really nice outing over the weekend, I would have thought for sure that they would have tried to maximize the return on Zach Britton. And in turn, I think that's what held some things up with a guy like Brandon Kinsler in Minnesota, who didn't get traded until right at the deadline. News didn't come out until about 3:05 today. You had teams that were waiting to see what was going on with some of the elite relief pitchers, and Britton was numero uno on the list. And last minute, okay, they're not going to move him. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? You know, a very nice move in being able to go out the Nationals and get Brandon Kinsler, who presumably, I guess, may close for them because they got Ryan Madsen and Sean Doolittle from the A's a couple weeks ago. But neither one of those guys is necessarily entrenched as the closer. So I guess Kinsler probably gets a look in the back. I don't know what Dusty Baker is going to do with that bullpen. Your guess is as good as mine when it comes to Dusty. But everybody's talking about the Cubs and the Dodgers. I feel like we're sleeping on the Nationals because they've still got good strong starting pitching, and their bullpen has been the Achilles heel. They've done something to address it, bringing in three quality relievers over the last 2 weeks.
And finally, the optics are not sitting well with Cardinals fans. They were neither buyers nor sellers at the trade deadline. Is this a make-or-break offseason coming up for John Mozeliak and Mike Matheny?
Oh, for Matheny, yes. There's no doubt in my mind about it because I don't necessarily think he wanted to shake up his coaching staff this year. I think that was an ultimatum. Look, you make a move with the coaching staff to show the fans that something's being done here, or ultimately you wind up going. And I think maybe he's delaying the inevitable here, but the Cardinals, in my opinion, need to commit to a full-blown rebuild. Things didn't go the way that they wanted to right out of the gate this year, losing Alex Reyes the first couple days of spring training, a guy who was going to be a major part of their rotation. And then Randall Grichuk takes a step back. Steven Piscotty takes a step back. Colton Wong is somewhere in between the player who debuted and the player who really underperformed last year. They've got a lot of guys that regressed, a lot of guys that, for whatever reason, didn't come to fruition. I never would have thought that Jed Jerko would be arguably the best position player on that team, along with Tommy Pham and
Matt Paul DeYoung.
Matt Carpenter's not in the discussion.
Nope.
Aledmys Diaz is back at AAA. I mean, the season's been a disaster for the Cardinals. So what do you do? And the answer in St. Louis, whether or not it's a good one, and I don't think it is, for right now is don't do anything and see what happens in August. Now, I do think that they're going to wind up making some moves, and I think Lance Lynn's days as a Cardinal are probably numbered. But I would, and this isn't me being me, I would say that the Cardinals were probably a loser today as well because I expected them to make at least that one move, maybe Trevor Rosenthal. But it looked like the market for middle relievers and the market for positional players, bats, just wasn't there this year. You know, the J.D. Martinez trade with the Tigers, the Mets tried to give away Curtis Granderson and Jay Bruce, couldn't do it. And nobody wanted to pay any sort of decent price for those bats. So it was pitching, pitching, and more pitching today at the deadline. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Cubs baseball talk on the way in about 10 minutes with
Jesse Rogers from ESPN.
Jesse Rogers from ESPNChicago.com. I don't know whether that was a mini stroke or what that was. My apologies. Back with more after this.
JUPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers JUPACO Community Credit Union.
Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DUPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DUPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DUPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Just in front of the 6 o'clock hour, welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It will be Alex and Kyle coming your way tomorrow as I step aside for a day, and Kyle's going to figure out what to do with those Midwest One Bank big board updates. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule released today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the NBC World Series against the Wellington Heat 7-3. They'll play again tomorrow against a team to be determined. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have guaranteed him $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. The Colonels made a bunch of moves over the weekend, and they had to make another one today after that Brandon Kinsler trade that Minnesota made with Washington. They received lefty Tyler Watson from Hagerstown and then placed lefty Dominic Carlini on the 7-day DL. The Colonels split their games with the Clinton Lumber Kings over the weekend with a win on Saturday and a loss on Sunday, and close out that series tonight at 6:35 with Charlie Barnes on the mound. The Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over the weekend, crowning champions in all classes across the state. Newman is your champion in Class 1A, Dyersville Beckman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston your champion in 4A.
Clark Beaker of the Colonels named the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. He is also with the, and geez, what the hell's going on here? The Lumber Kings are in town tonight. Gareth Morgan, their outfielder, is the Hitter of the Week. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the pitcher of the week and the hitter of the week are in the same ballpark tonight in Cedar Rapids and failing miserably. Jesse Rogers is going to be with us next. I've got a couple minutes to try to collect myself and not sound like the idiot that I am. Hour number three next.
At 6 a.m., 40 million Americans are waking up to a Gillette shave. And at our factory in Boston, 1,200 workers are starting their day building on over 100 years of heritage and innovation.